Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee. The other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself: "O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income." But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I didn't see that coming. I thought God would pick the Pharisee. The Pharisee obeys all the laws, model citizen, who's not going to rip off your grandmother like the tax collector. So why does Jesus pick the tax collector? Well, the reason why is because the Pharisee does not give God a reason why he needs him. The tax collector does. He needs God. Remember when the shepherd left the 99 sheep to go after the one sheep? Why does he go after the one lost sheep? Because it's dangerous. It's dangerous for a sheep to be alone in the wilderness because it has no protection. It doesn't have claws. It can't climb trees. It doesn't have wings. It can't fly. It doesn't run very fast. The only protection a sheep has is a shepherd. So you can picture it. There's the sheep all alone in the wilderness, surrounded by sharp teeth. And just before it becomes somebody's lunch, it makes a little cry. And then the shepherd arrives and picks the sheep up and puts it on his shoulders. And you can imagine the sheep waving bye to all the enemies. It's a great story. And the reason why it's a great story is because God loves it when we need him. You know, after 3 years of construction and fixing up St. Clement's, I decided I need a life. So I'm going to take a day off once in a while and I'm going to take up a new hobby, fly fishing. I was terrible at it. I couldn't catch a fish. So I went to the library. I got books on fly fishing. Nothing. I got instructional videos. Nothing. So I took a course on fly fishing for beginners. And everybody in the class was telling the instructor how great they were and how big the fish they catch and how many fish they catch. And so at the end of the course, I went up to the instructor and he says, "You know, I don't have any stories because I've never caught a fish on a fly rod before." And he says, "Well, we'll have to remedy that then, don't we?" So he gave me his phone number. He says, "Call me when you want to go fishing." So we went to this place I had never heard of before. And what he did is he told me all his secrets that he learned over his lifetime. And he said to me, he said, "Now don't tell anybody about this place. I don't want anybody to know about it. And don't tell anybody about this fly." I says, "You didn't teach us that fly in the class. I'm not going to teach anybody this fly." At the end of the course, at the end of the day, I thanked him. And he said to me, he said, "I had more fun watching you catch your first fish on a fly rod than I have years on the water." So here's the moral of the story. Don't go to the expert and tell him how great you are. Go to the expert and give him a reason why you need him. And it's the same with God. So now I'm sure we can come up with some reason why we need God in our life. You know, because that's the super glue. That's the real glue that's going to keep us close to God. So give God a reason why you need Him.